Hello, Audio Boom, this is Paul Hopkins. What's playing in the background, you ask yourself? It's from an album called Nine Songs of Ecstasy by a project called Pilgrimage. The song is called Ceremony. I couldn't find Campostella Field of Stars, which I do have from this album. It's the first song on the album. What's the point? Why am I playing this and talking about it? Well, it's just an introduction, really, to a continuing conversation that's going around a question that Chris Pilgrim, to use his actual name, or Pilgrim Chris, to use his screen name, username, questions he's asking around faith and why people bring almost negative comments about you and your faith, one and one's faith, into conversation when it's completely unnecessary. And I thought there's still some more to say on the subject. It's fascinating. It's brought around some really interesting conversations from people, such as SN2M. He's been talking about it. Claire and myself, we've been talking about it. Chris has responded. There's been other comments. I've had a couple of comments from my initial response from Gwen Clian, who's known as that's her screen name, but or Audio Boom name, but she's Shannon. Give her a follow, she's interesting. And yeah, it's been really interesting. So I'm going to fade this out, because we've, as lovely as it is, and we'll have a little bit more of that when we come back to the end of what we're talking about. So I think I'm still on the right trajectory. Yeah, that. In what I'm about to talk about. So, as I said, Pilgrim Chris Pilgrim, he was talking about the why is it that people feel the need to critique or bring up stuff that isn't relevant, you know, about you being of a faith. Particularly, I find Christianity, but I'm sure it's the same with, well, actually, I think it is the same with the Muslim faith. You know, so for example, Muslims are now being expected to apologise for what happened in Paris. Get a life. No, they're not. They're not meant to. How are they? So a guy that's lived in Birmingham, Bradford, somewhere in London, the southeast, just minding his own business, being a good Muslim, is meant to apologise for the actions of these ridiculously stupid terrorists. I mean, you know, there's a whole debate as to how it will affect things politically and what society will do. You know, will we try to appease the Muslims that are heading towards more extremism to get what they want? Politically, for example, or will we say that, well, everything's okay, everything's up for grabs, you can take the mick out of whoever you want, or will we say that anyone who shouts the loudest will be heard, and then, you know, will, and if they threaten and stuff, then we'll hear them and make sure that they're appeased. This isn't the question, but it almost leads to it. So when I talk about some of the funnier things that happened, which I did yesterday, in terms of my faith and the context in which people critique me for, or say, call yourself a Christian or whatever, I'm not advocating that they shouldn't criticise me at all, or they shouldn't say anything. It's just sometimes the context is a bit strange, and that's what I wanted to come on to, the fact that sometimes there might be a context. Or more of an understanding when I think about it as to why people sometimes do it. So SN2N, I think Simon, you were saying something along the lines of that you would be sometimes surprised that a person would have an answer to something that you didn't expect, and that the reaction to that might be, oh my gosh, I didn't know you were a whiz on computers. But if that's how I've understood it, then that isn't kind of what I mean, really. I don't think that's the issue, because I mean, you, Simon, as an example, you've talked variously and eloquently about an understanding of the Christian faith, but which on the one hand might lead me to think, oh, maybe Simon's a Christian then. But on the other hand, you've talked of atheism. So then I'm thinking, well, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. I'm like Simon in the sense that I would seek understanding of a person before I ever really got into whether their behaviour matched what I thought it should. Either as a Christian, as a good person, as a Muslim, or whatever. And so finding out those things are sometimes just nice surprises. They're not that to me. They don't necessarily match what I think that conduct of that person should be. And I think, I wonder if that's part of the teaching of. I wonder if that's part of the teaching of Christianity that really, you should listen and you should question and you should reason. I mean, there's a bit in the Bible that says, a bit in the Bible, but just to make it palatable and easy for people to, so they don't think I'm just quoting Bible. But where God himself says, come, let's reason together. And there's this image of you sitting with God and reasoning with him about things. And I think there are lots of questions that we can have and that we can ask God. And that's fair enough. But for me, I think my Bible, so everyone else's presumably, teaches that actually, you know, you should seek understanding. And you should treasure the questions as well. So for me, questions are good. But why? Why do I think people... why else do I think people might be, there and readily to critique my faith? I think it's because you do set yourself... When you try to live differently, or your conduct is slightly different from other people, or you wince a bit when someone says Christ or effing mighty or whatever, I can hardly say it, you know, or Jesus wept, or you know, and these are sayings, these are phrases in common language. They are. I mean, forget the cartoon thing for a minute, you know. I mean, we can't forget it, you know what I mean? But just put it aside enough to consider this, you know, that if I was even in this organisation that I'm sitting in now, you know, if I was to say, if I was walking around going, you know, Allah Almighty or for Buddha's sake or whatever, or whatever, you know, I would be in trouble. I would be in trouble. I would. Let alone the trouble that would cause outside. Now, again, not advocating that we should all come down heavily on people that say Christ all and that. But they do. And for some reason, and I don't know, you know, it might be the same, especially now, you know, Muslims might come under more fire power from people, you know, in terms of the words they use and being more heavily criticised for not standing up. I'm sure all those things are going to happen and are happening. Not standing up enough when things like this happen, and so they can say, no, this is nothing to do with us, or apologise for what's going on in the world. But as I say, certainly in Christian terms, you know, it's okay. Anything goes. Oh, well, Christians don't mind because they're all a bit fluffy and a bit woolly and, you know, and it's all... it's all God's grace, and let's not judge anybody. And actually, you know, there are questions to be answered, I think, in terms of people calling names and using, for me anyway, the things I hold dear in vain. And at various opportunities, I will say stuff to people, you know, it's like, oh, come on, you know, no need, hello, you know, easy and all that. And so I think, to answer my own question, I think that the reason that people often hold a light towards me and what I say and what I do as a Christian is partly to do with the fact that they know that I am, and I do talk about it to some extent, and they often, in turn, as I said, I think last night, ask my opinion about things as a Christian. And, excuse me, we get into conversations about what the Bible says about this, that, or the other. Not lots, but enough. And in a way, maybe we put ourselves up for inspection. Maybe that's what we do. Maybe we put ourselves up for inspection. That's what I meant. And actually, that's some of what's happening. And so, again, I'm not going to pick out individuals, but if you lead your life in a certain way, or if you are seen to be yourself a little bit critical sometimes of what others are doing, and that is seen out of context, or at least, you know, well, Christians shouldn't judge, and then you are judging, or you are seen to be overly judgmental, then maybe that's where people feel that they have a right to then, and it does come up out of context for them then, you know, they think, oh, well, he was out of context. They don't think about it, it's just a subconscious reaction. Oh, you said this the other day, and that's what's going on in their head. They can't quite eloquence it in terms of the current conversation, but there's a feeling, there's an agenda then. And so they use that agenda, or that agenda more to the point, informs subconsciously the way they respond to you in a situation that has nothing to do with it. I don't know, but I've given it some more thought. Just a funny one to end with, nothing to do with Christianity, while I play a little bit more Pilgrimage for Chris Pilgrim, really, because I just think it's cool. I think it's cool music, and I think hopefully he'll like it. And others will too. Just one thing in passing, just before I go. I was on the train today, and there was this lady, and she was crying, and my immediate reaction was like, oh my life, I don't know if I want to really speak to her, you know. And then, as often happens when, you know, for me anyway, you know, I felt a bit convicted about having that sort of attitude. Turned out there was nothing wrong, thankfully. She was very tired. She'd fallen asleep on the train from Birmingham, having had a weekend of raving. And then she came all the way through, having fallen asleep, to London Euston, got on the train from London Euston, hoping to go to Milton Keynes. Unfortunately, she just assumed that because the train was going in that direction, that it was going to stop at Milton Keynes. And I said, I'm not sure if it's going to, you know. She insisted that she thought it was. Train thunders through Milton Keynes, stops at Rugby. She's still falling asleep. I'm saying, we're at Rugby now, you might want to get off here and go back the other way, or you wait till Coventry and get off, save you having to go all the way back to Birmingham New Street. She falls asleep, wakes up, falls asleep, all that, ends up in Birmingham. Anyway, I was talking about seeing my partner in London, and I said, partner. She automatically said, what, his name? So it just goes to show that understanding needs to happen, because I said, oh no, I'm not gay as it happens, but I mean she. And she went, oh, fair enough. And then she also said, what's her name for the dog? Her name for the dog. And I said, no, he's a he. So I don't know if that brings anything to the question that we've been asking here, but hopefully it will make you laugh. As I sign off, I will speak to you all soon. Thanks as always for listening and making myself laugh. Now, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye.